So I'm Bryony Bonning. I'm an eminent scholar and professor at the University of Florida, based in Gainesville in the Department of Entomology and Nematology.
Tell us a little basics about BT toxins in Asian citrus psyllids.
So BT toxins come from a bacterium called Bacillus thuringiensis. And the toxins have been fairly widely used in transgenic plants for the management of, for example, European corn borer and in corn, and also lepidopteran pests in cotton. They don't work terribly well, typically, against sap-sucking insects such as Asian citrus psyllid. So we came up with a novel approach to increase the efficacy of BT toxins against sap-sucking insects. Initially, when I was based in Iowa, we were working with aphid pests. And then having proved the concept in the aphid system, we wanted to apply the same thing to the Asian citrus psyllid. So the idea is to take a short peptide sequence that binds to the surface of the gut of the psyllid and to attach that sequence to the toxin to provide an artificial anchor to increase toxin binding to the gut, which is sort of a first step in having the toxin kill the insect.
You need to get that into the phloem of the tree for that, so the psyllid can feed on it, correct?
That's correct. So as the psyllid feeds on the phloem and also hydrates on the xylem, we need to make sure that there's sufficient toxin in those vessels for uptake by the psyllid. So we're using a variety of strategies to deliver the toxin. We're sort of advancing on the broad front. One is to actually make transgenic plants. So not only transgenic citrus, but we're also looking at trap plants. For example, the Indian curry plant that flushes repeatedly and is very attractive to the psyllid. So if we create Indian curry that are transgenic with BT toxins and plant those around the grove, then hopefully we can catch the psyllid and kill it before it moves into the grove. A second approach is to use non-flowering citrus as an alternative trap plant. We're also looking at microbes that naturally infect the phloem. So one is a plant virus that doesn't cause tree decline. CTV, citrus tristeza virus, can be used for delivery of the toxin. And then the other strategy is a bacterium. So we collaborate with researchers at UC Riverside, Caroline Roper and James Borneman, who are investigating bacteria that could be used for delivery of these toxins as well.
Let's talk about next steps. One thing I think you talked about is possibly working with researchers on RNA interference, correct?
That's right. RNA interference. In other systems, it's been shown that if you combine a BT toxin with double-stranded RNA that would silence the gene, the two in combination work very much better than either of them individually. And so for that work, as Nabil Kalini mentioned in his presentation, we do have a good potential to combine those two approaches downstream.
Any other next steps? How far away are we? I know scientists always hate to hear how far away, so you can just tell me. We don't have a clue if you want.
Right. So we're still in the process of screening modified toxins to find out which work best. We have to find out how low we can go in terms of the LC50. So we want the most effective toxin before we can then go to the next steps and produce a product. We also have some risk assessment to do to satisfy APHIS, EPA, and FDA. So it's going to be a while. I hesitate to say how long.
I fully understand. And that's all my questions, unless anything you'd like to add about BT toxins and Asian citrus psyllids.
Well, I'd like to emphasize that definitely management of and suppression of Asian citrus psyllid populations is a very important parameter in protecting trees, but the BT toxins are being developed as an additional tool for use in integrated pest management. There won't be any one silver bullet for this problem. So we expect it will be used with other management strategies.
I did think of one other question. I believe you emphasized early in your talk that the Bt toxins pose no threat to the environment.
That's right. The Bt toxins that are being used for insect pest control tend to be quite specific. They don't have any impact on natural enemies or beneficial insects such as honeybees. So it's a matter of two things. One is the actual toxicity, but importantly, it's also exposure. So we'll consider those two parameters when we're looking at the safety.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.